Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Bird Life, a novel, written by Anna Smail and read by Eva Seymour. Dinah Glover arrived in Tokyo to take up residence in a block ambitiously named Maison du Parc. The building was surrounded by concrete and clad in more concrete, pink and stuccoed. It was long and squat, like the egg casing of a huge insect. Dinah had come on a work visa sponsored by Saitama Denki University. The interview had been completed over Skype. The flights had been paid for. She was here to teach English to undergraduate engineering and science students. Her predecessor, Phil, met her at the airport to show her the train system. It was easy once you got the hang of it. You didn't need to speak Japanese at all. When they reached their final stop, she followed Phil through a shopping district and down a long residential road. The neighbourhood was suburban and had a threadbare, dusty quality. There were a few empty squares of wild, weedy grass with high wire fences. A poster on bulging damp particle board showed a couple standing outside a new home. The woman held an infant in her arms.
"There was a typhoon last week," said Phil, "but you missed it."
They were at the apartment block now. A gravel-covered pathway made the clattering noise of Dinah's suitcase all at once very loud.
"Nice place," said Phil.
She couldn't tell if he was being sarcastic. His accent was Canadian.
"One of your suitcase wheels is broken."
He was right. It had split into two neat rounds like an orange. Dinah lifted the suitcase into her arms like a wayward child and followed him up the stairs. They were narrow and rusting so that flakes of white paint dropped down through the steps to the ground below as they walked. When they reached the right floor, the top one, the landing seemed very provisional and narrow, and Phil very broad and stocky in his bad suit. The railing only reached his upper thigh. Dinah walked inside past him, removing her shoes as she did. There was a kitchenette with a small fridge and a small toaster oven. A small table in yellowish pine. A door on the left and one on the right, presumably to the bathroom and toilet. There was a futon couch near the far wall, and that was the end of it. There were sliding glass doors along the back wall and a narrow balcony beyond them. Phil made it across the apartment in three steps in his stockinged feet. He slid the door open, gestured.
"There's your park," he said, without a hint of irony.
She went out and looked down. It wasn't a park. It was a square of gingery gravel. No grass, no green. A few old plane trees lined the periphery, and there was a strange concrete play area rising up out of the dust. Some park benches, all of which were empty. She was glad when Phil left. He gave her the key.